This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to do our weekly review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, the charts provided by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, which we've been using for almost 30 years now, as the music surveys were prolific when we were kids. When I was a disc jockey, and John Harper is here from WMEL to go through these things with us. Victoria Keelan from the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, who's normally here. One of the stories that's most important for her this week is that she has the virus. So she's out. She's really having a tough time with it. It seems to have gotten worse instead of getting better. But normally that's that. From what I know, depending on the severity, John and Victoria, of your case, it can be in and out of your system fairly quickly. We'll see. Hold a good thought for her. One of the things that happened this week, a fellow that I didn't know that well, I had lunch with him once. He was a radio person, but he also was a politician. But he cut his teeth as he ran some pizza company. Herman Cain passed away this week at the age of 74. He's number six this week on the countdown. I don't know, Victoria, I'm going to guess you probably never crossed paths with him, although you've crossed paths with lots of notables when you were at Sirius.
No, I've never. I know who he is, obviously, yeah. But I've never met him.
Right, yeah. Did you ever cross paths with him, John?
Yes, I did. In fact, I aired his show on WMEL radio, and for several years, I thought he did a very good talk show.
I did, too. I actually quite liked him, and I thought he did a good show. Yeah.
It was different, he wasn't afraid to divert from either Republican or Democrat.
Right.
He called it straight. I enjoyed him. He was a good guy.
It was not their usual right-wing crap, that's for sure.
Exactly. Right.
I say that lovingly.
Well, it's unfortunate that he didn't wear a mask at that Tulsa rally, because he posted a bunch of pictures where no one was wearing a mask, and you know, and then he got the virus, and 2 days after he got his test results back, he was in the ICU, in the hospital, and that was it. Yeah.
Well, he had a real tough time with cancer, so his immune system was completely compromised, and so he went through a month long bout with it, but eventually the virus won because his immune system was compromised. So, but he was
very tragic.
He was a good. I actually enjoyed the time. I had lunch with him once, but I liked listening to him. You know, the guys that were on that said, I don't want to make this too much inside baseball, but Neil Bortz was also somebody that came out of that same station, and he did a sort of non-conventional. To say that Bortz was non-conventional is going some, but he was, you know, kind of a character. The way the fellow that ran the station created hosts. And it's interesting. You know, you, John, might want to talk to this before we get to the list itself about how talk radio people, you've been in management for a long time, but you were also on the air. That's why I was chuckling when I was thinking about music radio. When we started doing the Talkers thing, there were music radio countdown lists forever. And we all played, you know, we all played into that game. But at any rate, you know, in talking about how personalities are created, you've had some notables on your stations in Florida. There have been some really good ones that have been created that weren't radio guys. Some of them were radio guys. But how did you used to choose the people that you wanted to have on your radio stations?
Well, over the years, Doug, I think I've been able to come up with a formula for trying to get good talk show hosts on the air. You basically these days want to look for someone who is obviously has a great personality, is up on the issues of the day, has experience, life experience. That is so important. Many times I look at what I call kid vid television news, and I wonder how some of these kids, so to speak, have the experience to talk about hurricanes or other issues that are facing the country. But I look for a talk show host who has been around the block, has creed, as they would say, and so that, coupled with a personality and coupled with that enthusiasm to want to learn, to want to grow, and those are ingredients that I think goes into making a good talk show host.
Yep. All right. So there you go, Victoria. He just described you. There you go. Let's get to the story list at number 10, the cancer culture. I'm sorry, cancer. The cancel culture. I don't know. Maybe we can put the two of them together, because the cancel culture is kind of cancerous as far as I'm concerned. All that politically correct thinking. Number 9. The hearing, I don't know if you pay any attention, either of you, to it. It kind of reminded me of the last time some of these guys were there, and the people on the House committee were asking them how to use their cell phone. I don't understand how to.
Oh, that was embarrassing.
I know, but what came out of this hearing this week when they were there to be browbeaten by members of Congress, the big tech CEOs? Were there? What did anybody?
Not a lot. I've loosely been keeping up with the tech CEOs and their testimonies. It's supposed to be an antitrust hearing about them being monopolies, but the focus was really not on that. And John, I don't know if you got a different perspective from it too. I felt like it was just more. On the Republican side, they were more upset about censorship, and it just seemed that the focus kept going from, are you a monopoly, and are you preventing other businesses from having a chance at success, or, you know, so that was supposed to be the main focus, but it was really more about, you know, the freedom of speech and censorship of the president and other people, and it just, and a conservative bias and all this other stuff. I don't know. I feel like it got very muddy, and I don't really know that there's any clear takeaway.
Yeah.
Good take on that, Victoria, and I agree. There wasn't a strong takeaway from that hearing whatsoever.
The number 8 item on the countdown list from Talkers Magazine, the story side of things, our relationship with China and the Russians, as the Russians are doing a great job, as usual, disinforming not only their own people, but people around the world as to where the virus is. It's this usual stuff. Why do we pay any attention? Why does anybody with a brain pay any attention to what comes out of either country, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, as far as Russia goes, I agree, Doug. I don't know why that's controlling many times what the press seems to gravitate toward, what's coming out of Russia. I think it should be just the opposite. Why are they controlling our news, our views, and what's happening? Despite what went on there 4 years ago during the presidential election 4 years ago, I don't think it is news these days, and having Putin dictate to our press, to our president, the way things are going in his country and the world, I think is wrong, and we should be ignoring it, avoiding it.
Victoria?
Yeah, I think I agree. I think the propaganda and that kind of stuff, I think we should ignore. The only thing that I don't want to ignore is on a cybersecurity front. I think that we need to really beef up our own defense against cybersecurity and hacking. And we know that Russians have been hacking. We know that they were involved in the last election with misinformation and disinformation. So I think, and same goes with China. My stance on Russia and China, it's exactly the same, and it's really more about cybersecurity, and I don't really care what kind of propaganda they want to shove down our throats. I agree with John. We should just ignore that, but we can't ignore the security aspect of it.
All right. We're talking our way through the top 10 stories, and if we have time, the people that are associated with those stories, the list coming this week, the last week of July 2020, on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. About 1 in 4 women and 1 in 17 men over the age of 65 will develop osteoporosis, according to the CDC. Mayo Clinic endocrinologist Dr. Robert Wormer says,
osteoporosis essentially is where you have a lack of structure or mineral in the bones, so you're more predisposed to fracturing or breaking bones.
As people age, the risk for falls and bone fractures rise.
The most common fracture that we see and the highest risk fractures are vertebral fractures, spine fractures. So it isn't if you get in a car accident necessarily or if you fall off your roof. It's usually a fracture that we wouldn't have expected to happen.
Bone fractures can dramatically decrease a person's quality of life. That's why Dr. Wormers encourages people to get screened for osteoporosis.
A lot of people will have osteoporosis and not even know they have it unless they get a bone density test.
Dr. Wormers also recommends any non-impact balance exercise such as Tai Chi 2 or 3 times a week to help reduce falls for older adults. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Yes, here we are, John Harper from WMEL in Florida, with Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, talk host take on the stories of the week, the news talk overview that we have here every week. So we're on the economy, which is number 7, and where we think it's going. Man, the car dealers are gangbusters. Real estate is gangbusters. So you wouldn't really know, although the average person, I don't really know what to make of this. You know, you think with all these people unemployed, and all of the other things that go into actually making the economy strong, it's always been that you look at housing starts to see where it's all going. And the number of houses, the number of units being built for seniors, 55 plus communities, off the charts. I don't know what it's like down in Florida. There's plenty of that. What about where you are, Victoria, in terms
of everywhere,
the types of homes being built?
I would say I'm on the Jersey Shore, and so not far inland from where we are. We're right on the beach, but there are so many 55 and over places, brand new facilities. I don't know. Are there that many boomers who don't have a house at this point?
Well, they don't want to live in the big house. They want to move into a small house.
Yeah, they want to downsize.
It's everywhere. Those communities are everywhere.
We were talking off the air about the value of farmland. And what's pushing it up, part of it has been people moving out from the city into the suburban areas. I know in my neck of the woods here in Massachusetts, the real estate values are hot, hot, hot. And part of it is people wanting to get out of the city. So if you're in the building business, good for you. It's 21 after on the Talk Radio Review.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our overview of this past week's News Talk Radio stories, the things that have captured the mind and the vision of a lot of our Better Talk hosts, the research done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com. We find Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, etc., etc. Number five item on the story list is a focus on Black Lives Matter. I was sort of thinking about John Lewis's funeral and Herman Cain dying, and what an interesting comparison, or contrast is probably the better word, the two lives, as they both were prominent Black Americans, the direction that they went in. I was trying to remember whether Herman Cain was ever involved in any of the protests during the earlier years of his life, and I don't remember. Because he went right into business and seemed to find his mark there, whereas Lewis was much more of sort of a community organizer and then got into politics and was in Congress for a long time. Many people thought too long, but he certainly accomplished a lot. A lot of nice things said at his funeral. Be interesting to, because the two men sort of were in the same, they were in the same boat, but they approached the problems that Black Americans had differently. Is that an apt statement, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think Herman Cain approached the issues of Black America more from a business perspective, and John Lewis approached it more from a community organizer perspective, as you just mentioned, Doug. So two different perspectives, both going toward the same type of a goal, and I think one business and one community oriented. So I think that was the difference between the two of them, but what was different was also the same.
Yep. Victoria, you and your friends often get engaged in conversations about folks like this. What was the conversation about John Lewis?
Not much of a conversation, just, you know, I grew up in, you know, in school learning about the civil rights movement and some of the key players, and the fact that he was, you know, so young when he decided that, you know, as President Obama said at the funeral, he was 20. He's younger than Malia Obama, and to decide at that young age, where most people are at 20 yeah. being pretty selfish, but to decide that he wanted to take on such a system of oppression, I think that he was pretty remarkable. And the funeral, the things that people said about
him, I thought,
was
to see Bush
emotional and
Obama
yeah.
and Clinton there, and actually, I mean, I think watching Bush and how he's aged his hairline and stuff. Never mind what he said.
John, well, Doug's not, very fixated on everyone's hair.
Well, I just think it's interesting
to watch
people
age. He always goes back to hair.
Go, Clinton and his, they all, the presidents, part of my conclusion from looking at the three men, nothing to do with John Lewis, had to do with how tough a job being the president is and how you age so rapidly even when you get out of the office. I think Obama, my God, he looks really old compared to what he looked like he was in there.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah.
George Bush has gained weight and lost the hairline. I think Bill Clinton is about the only one that basically remained the same, I guess.
Well, he looks kind of frail to me. I think,
not as much as he used to.
No, I think you're right about that.
I actually thought he looked pretty robust. I think he looked healthier than I've seen.
Well, he was there with his finger pointing. It's kind of right. He's right there. And Obama seemed as glib. I mean, I don't mean that in a negative sense. I think that Obama, I think that of them, Clinton is the best speaker. Obama, the close runner-up to second, and Bush was never a good speaker. But they all came from the heart. And it's always interesting to watch them, you know, who sits with whom. Obama
and Bush. Well, they weren't allowed to sit with anybody. That was the thing. Everybody, they came in and they gave their thing and gave their talk and then left. They weren't allowed to actually sit in the congregation.
Oh.
Yeah.
We continue another half hour of this week's overview of the News Talk Radio world.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with
John
Hunt.
With a hurricane on the way and COVID-19 on the rise, President Donald Trump took a Friday swing through Florida, a state critical to his re-election prospects and bracketed by two storms. Trump delivered a campaign speech with Florida sheriffs that continued his effort to pin a surge in crime on some of the nation's largest cities and on their Democratic mayors.
Joe Biden and the radical left's outrageous campaign against law enforcement is the major reason violent crime is surging in Democrat-run cities. If Joe Biden is elected president, the chaos and bloodshed will spread to every community in our land. You'll have a Portland everywhere. In Joe Biden's America, you and your family will never be safe. Rioters and criminals will be totally protected. Law-abiding citizens will be totally disarmed. And American families will be at the mercy of the violent left wing.
This is USA Radio News. Hurricanes are headed for the U.S. East Coast, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is getting ready for Hurricane Isaias, the governor declaring a state of emergency in all of the counties along the eastern coast.
While we can't be certain of the exact track of the storm, certainly can't be sure about the intensity it will ultimately reach, we do expect to see impacts even if the storm remains off our shore.
The governor also reminding residents,
so please keep up with official updates and make sure you have a plan and have 7 days worth of food, water, and medicine.
A federal appeals court has vacated the death sentence of the Boston Marathon bomber based on the opinion that the judge in the case did not vet the jury properly with regards to possible bias stemming from pretrial publicity. Sarnev was convicted and sentenced to death in 2015 for carrying out the April 15, 2013 attack. The attack killed three people and injured more than 260 others. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into the mode of understanding what's going on in conversation. News Talk Radio, number one format around the country. A lot of people looking for some different sorts of talk radio programs. Interesting to see what shakes out after the election. Meanwhile, we're dealing with the realities of today, the week of July 27th to 31st. John Harper from WMEL is here. Victoria Keelan from our DJV program talking about the issues. Number four is a focus. The rest of them all, you know, you go up the ladder of COVID stuff and the related items, the discussion about school opening. What are they doing in Florida? Now, you've got, I think I've explained that WMEL is on the Space Coast of Florida, so a lot of focus on the southeast and the southwest this week in terms of number of cases and stats, et cetera. So what are you doing about opening school in Florida, John?
Well, talking to Victoria and to the audience, Florida has the dubious distinction of once again being number one in the nation for new cases and for the amount of deaths being reported, despite the fact that our governor seems to think that things are under control and getting better. A lot of controversy here, Doug and Victoria, about schools opening. Teachers are taking out wills. There are even law firms now advertising the fact that they will give teachers free wills before the school year starts. So the teachers are really upset. There is talk about the teachers' organization here in the state of Florida going on strike. That's a possibility that could develop over the next week. So a lot of issues with the schools opening. Should they open? Should they not? The majority of the, everybody feels schools need to open, but can it be done safely? And people feel at the moment it cannot be done safely.
Well, it can be if you have good management and people skills to understand and to treat and to explain how it is that you can do it intelligently. But that's we're leaving a lot to the imagination when it comes to public servants, I think, in way too many places. What about you in New Jersey, where you are, Victoria? What's the school opening plan there?
Well, the plan from the governor is to open schools in September. Teachers will have to wear masks. Students will be 6 feet apart. They will be seated differently, staggered lunches, things like that on the buses, same thing. But like in Florida, the teachers in New Jersey they're out in the streets. They're protesting, and they say it's not safe. So I don't know who's going to win this one. I don't know if they're going to strike. I would imagine that's the next step. But a lot of teachers just feel like, you know, it's just not safe for them to be in that situation.
You know, it's interesting you use the term win. The people who are not winning are the students. Children are not, no matter how you slice this, kids are getting shortchanged. It's bad enough. Our system has been bad enough for the past 20, 25 years with whittling away of all kinds of important curricula. And now this comes along, and there's nobody that can convince me that having seen what a couple of people have gone through with trying to get their children, with the parents wanting the children to connect with the school teachers and to get lessons and to do, and you can't find these people. They're like absent. It's like they're on vacation.
Well,
in too many circumstances.
I think what will probably end up happening will be some sort of a compromise where the kids will be staggered, maybe 2 days in school, 3 days
double
at home.
Sessions they should.
But the thing, though, is the thing that teachers, and they make a valid point. So the kids, let's say they have classes on Tuesday and Thursday, they're in school and they, you know, reduced capacity, all this other stuff. But it's still the same teachers who are there 5 days a week. So the teachers aren't getting a break. The kids are. And the teachers are the ones, arguably, who are more at risk of having severe consequences from catching the virus than the kids would be. So the teachers are making the argument of, okay, that's great that we've got an A-B schedule for the kids, but what about for the teachers? We're still there seeing 100% of our kids. So that's where it's kind of dicey to figure out, you know, what the right plan is.
Yeah.
Well, at the same time, it's now being said the kids are as likely to spread the virus as anyone else, despite the president saying they are not.
Mm. Well, they spread it, but do they get it? You can spread it and not have it. That's one of the.
But it's not really about the kids, though. It's about, you know, bringing it home, spreading it to the teachers. There's a lot of teachers saying, you know, look, I have high blood pressure or I have diabetes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they shouldn't have to quit their jobs. And because a lot of these teachers are very devoted to the kids and they want to be back in the classroom with them. But how do you sacrifice your own personal health and safety? They have families to take care of, too. Mm-hmm. So there's no easy answer to it. But I do think that it just needs to be planned out better.
Get ready, John, for me to get something lobbed at me. My response to that is that teachers and adults need to take better care of themselves than they do. The way we eat, the way we take care of ourselves in general.
I agree to some extent, but there are some, you know, my mom is 125 pounds and she's a diabetic. So, you know, it's not always just related to
diet. It isn't always overweight. You're right. Number three, speaking of diabetics, number three on the countdown is the focus on healthcare, i.e. the meds that may be available, the vaccines that may be available. The insidious part of this, whether you look at it, the meds are available now if they are properly handled to take care of. It's a $20 dosage fee for the combination of the Z-Pack and the hydrochloroquine, whatever.
Hydroxychloroquine.
And in terms of vaccines.
It's all right. By the time you properly pronounce it, no one will need it anymore.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. The vaccines also are another ruse because whenever it's like the flu vaccines, the acknowledgement every year is, well, it's too bad because we didn't get the real flu virus because they keep mutating. And the same is true. I mean, it may be a great psychological boost for people, and maybe that's what gets it over the top. But if you expect a vaccine to come out that's being developed now and it to handle what the status of that of this virus is going to be in, let's say, November or December, when it probably was going to come out. You're kidding yourself. I'm going to
be. Absolutely.
It's a joke. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Or, for people, Doug, to think that this vaccine is going to be the cure-all. It's just like, as you mentioned a moment ago, about the flu vaccine. The flu vaccine each year only covers one strain of the flu,
right,
the one that they think is going to be the most prominent for that particular flu season. Same with this vaccine. This is not going to be a magical drug to automatically eliminate this virus, and we go back to life as we knew it in 2019 and earlier.
Doom and gloom, but I'm not trying to be negative, but I wonder if the flu vaccine that's going to come out for the fall, I wonder if enough attention has even been paid to it, because pretty much all of our researchers and everybody here who in the States who's been, you know, dealing with healthcare issues with the pandemic, how much attention has the flu actually even gotten? And will the new vaccine, the one last year was only 40% effective, maybe this one will only be 20% effective?
I've heard numbers over the years, 60 to 65% and higher of people who take the flu vaccine there's no benefit to it. It's a good cycle. Remember, the spirit, mind, body connection is such, if you feel like, if you think you're getting help, it's going to help you be better. Just that's the way it works.
Right.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Psychologically. Yep. Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview now. I have the stories, the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks who are at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. At number 10, the cancel culture, the dishonesty that becomes a weapon with various issues. Great conversation. At number 9, the big tech CEOs go to Washington and go to the mat. Number 8, relationships with China and Russia. Number 7, the economy. Number 6, the passing of Herman Cain. Number 5, the passing of John Lewis. Number 4, whether or not to open schools. That's a debate. Number 3, health care as it has been affected by the discussion of vaccines and medicines on the horizon for COVID. Number 2, the projections for COVID as we move ahead. Maybe 2,000 people are going to die. Who knows? Presidential race was number 1 this week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. About 1 in 4 women and 1 in 17 men over the age of 65 will develop osteoporosis, according to the CDC. Mayo Clinic endocrinologist Dr. Robert Warmer says,
osteoporosis essentially is where you have a lack of structure or mineral in the bones, so you're more predisposed to fracturing or breaking bones.
As people age, the risk for falls and bone fractures rise.
The most common fracture that we see and the highest risk fractures are vertebral fractures, spine fractures. So it isn't if you get in a car accident necessarily or if you fall off your roof. It's usually a fracture that we wouldn't have expected to happen.
Bone fractures can dramatically decrease a person's quality of life. That's why Dr. Warmers encourages people to get screened for osteoporosis.
A lot of people will have osteoporosis and not even know they have it unless they get a bone density test.
Dr. Warmers also recommends any non-impact balance exercise such as Tai Chi 2 or 3 times a week to help reduce falls for older adults. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D
D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago. And I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the People List this week. Vladimir Putin is at number 10. I call him Bad Vlad and Pukin Putin. Very clever, right, of me to come up with that? Herman Cain, the passing of Herman Cain, number 9, got a lot of attention. Passing of John Lewis got a lot of attention at 8. Tom Cotton is at 7. Louis Gohmert is at 6. Dr. Fauci is at 5, suggesting that, and I think he's right, black people are more likely to get the COVID than white people are. Mitch McConnell is number 4. Nancy Pelosi is 3. Joe Biden is 2. And Donald Trump is 1. Lots of speculation about who Biden chooses as his running mate. That'll be on the, I'm guessing if he does announce it next week, that'll be close to the top, if not the top, of the story list. So we've got the people you can add a number of people to that, but those are the ones on the top of the list, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. Back to our talk radio review here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and John Harper from WMEL. So there are a couple of things here that the presidential race, I don't know how much time we need to give to that, other than this nonsense of Trump suggesting the election ought to be deferred.
Over like a bomb.
I find that so offensive, but it's part of what people say, well, you watch, he'll try to control it or keep power or whatever, and unfortunately, he's playing into that rumor. So, and Joe Biden, what's he had to say this week of any consequences? Anything other than
the... His big thing is he's going to announce his VP next week, or in the coming days. We'll find out who is nominated.
On Harris and...
It's interesting he never mentioned her, though. I guess he was prepared to take questions about her, but no one ever asked, and so he didn't say anything about her.
Yeah, well...
But overall, it's been a pretty low profile this week, I think.
Yeah, sure has. One of the high-profile things is the launch of the spaceship to Mars. You're right there in that neck of the woods. What's the latest on that as we go into the weekend?
People are still talking about the launch yesterday morning that occurred right about this time. And it was just a fabulous launch with the mission scheduled to land on the red planet Mars in February of next year. I believe the exact date is February 17th. And this is a rover that is jam-packed with all types of scientific equipment, the likes of which have never been seen before. I mean, they've been building this thing for 7 years, and it's got every bell and whistle imaginable on it, including a helicopter and a microphone. And I thought the microphone was kind of interesting, so we can hear the wind of Mars and to hear what the atmosphere sounds like. And somebody said, well, maybe Marvin the Martian will walk up to the microphone and give a shout out. You know?
Shout out. Speaking of what's going on in Florida, they beat the hurricane by a week. Right, the Floridians and up the East Coast, that'll be something we'll talk about next week probably on the countdown, this hurricane.
That's close enough.
I am, I said. Look out for that below. And those seeds, man, if you get those seeds in the mail, you've got them, you better call the local authorities or the area, somebody. Don't put them in the ground. Don't touch them. Get rid of them. Get them to the... Don't burn them and don't throw them away.
No. Agriculture Department of your state. Contact them.
10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Victoria and John here with Doug.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for our Tech Talk review of the week's big technology stories, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan. So let us get right to it, Ms. Keelan. Number 5 is the announcement on what happens next January for the Consumer Electronics Show.
Right, CES, it's the world's largest tech trade show, and it's now been moved to an all online experience, and this will be in January. Now, just recently, I remember we talked about this on the show in May. The group behind the CES show was actually still planning on holding it in person, and a lot of companies had the option to exhibit digitally if they didn't want to be there in person, but apparently a number of large conferences scheduled for 2020 had already been canceled, and so CES decided that it just wasn't really the safest thing to do.
You mean 2021? I think...
For the rest of this year. Beginning of January.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Vegas, I guess, has gone through, they closed down, they reopened. I don't know if they've had to slow down their reopening, but having hundreds of thousands of people, which is what the CES show draws, probably not a great idea in one place.
I'm sorry, but it's one of those things, you can't do that thing on a dime.
Yeah.
So this far out, they need to make that announcement. Okay, number 4 is an announcement from Google.
Yeah, this is sort of a lot of companies have been looking to the tech world for sort of a model of how to handle, these are large tech companies, Google and Apple and Amazon. A lot of other companies and other industries have been sort of looking to the tech world and sector to see how they're handling the working from home thing, because in so many cases in the tech world, the equipment is so extensive and expensive that most of the time workers are needed in the facility. facility using those computers. However, like a lot of us, we've all kind of figured out how to work from home, and in a lot of cases, it's working really well. So Google says they have 200,000 full-time employees who are going to stay working remotely until at least July of 2021. And so Google said the reason that they're doing this now, they want to give the employees time and the ability to plan ahead. So this gives them about a year of knowing where they're going to be. They're going to be working from home. And so Facebook, Twitter, and Square have also announced plans to allow workers to continue working remotely from home indefinitely. So there's really no plan yet. And I know depending on what city and what state you're in, your company may have already made an announcement as well. In New York City, everyone, my husband and our friends who work in the city, their companies have all said that no one will be back in the office until at least January. So we'll see how that goes.
How that works. All right, another big tech company, Amazon, which is more than just a tech company.
Mm-hmm.
They made an announcement about streaming games.
Yeah, they were supposed to stream the MLB games, the 21 Yankee games, beginning April 17th. Then, obviously, the baseball season got pushed back. And so I guess these 21 games were still up in the air. And now Amazon has made an announcement that they won't be broadcasting any of them. This is essentially a way for the YES Network, which is the Yankees' official network, that is essentially a way for them to keep everything for themselves. So none of that content will be watered down. So, you know, if you're a Yankee fan, you won't be able to watch it on Amazon. You're going to have to just do the YES Network or online with a subscription.
Rite Aid has a black, eye. Yeah, I suppose that's what this is, yeah? Wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Rite Aid secretly deployed facial recognition software across a network of security cameras in hundreds of locations in the U.S. This is according to a new investigation from Reuters. The company, Rite Aid, had been doing so for more than 8 years and didn't tell anyone. No one except people working for, actually, people working in the stores didn't even know, but the higher-ups at Rite Aid, they knew that they were doing this. And so for 8 years, if you walked into a Rite Aid, especially if you were in an area, in a city or an area where people of color, predominantly black and Latino residents, made up the largest racial or ethnic group, those stores were more than three times as likely to have facial recognition software employed in the stores without your knowledge or permission. And they claim that they were using it for anti-theft purposes, but as we know, so many studies have shown that facial recognition software is completely racist and biased. It does not even distinguish one black or brown person from another. It's a disaster. So now Rite Aid's been caught red-handed, and I think that there are going to be some repercussions for that.
Number one,
this is great news, I think. Apple has taken their manufacturing of the iPhone 11 out of China and into India. This is the first time that Apple will be making a top-tier phone in India. And so this is they want to be less reliant on China, which a lot of people feel the same way.
Get your stuff out of China. That's it. Top five items from technology. Doug Stephan, Victoria Keelan, 59 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.